degrees in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Students and researchers at Belmont University will soon be able to hold the works of Johnny Cash in their hands.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went.
Belmont recently acquired an $8.6 million collection of Johnny Cash's personal archives. It includes correspondence with fellow artists, personal notes, photographs, handwritten lyrics, and cassette tapes made by the country music legend. The material will be available for viewing by appointment in a secure reading room in the future Johnny Cash Learning Center, which is going up on Music Row as part of Belmont's Mike Curb College of Entertainment and Music Business. A digital collection will be integrated into Belmont's curriculum and available online. Voters in Putnam County may think they're seeing triple, but no, that is the same candidate's name in multiple races. Trenton Tyler Strode is hedging his bets to what is likely the maximum amount allowed by election law. The Herald Citizen reports he's running for Cookeville City Council, the Putnam County Commission, and the State House of Representatives. While candidates are allowed to run for multiple offices in a single election, serving in those positions simultaneously is another matter. The city council bylaws say members can't hold another elected office simultaneously, so if he wins multiple races, Strode will have to pick which one he prefers. A Tennessee College of Applied Technology is offering new training to build up the pipeline of qualified workers for a major industry in Clarksville. This fall, the school is launching a tile manufacturing operator program at its Clarksville campus. News Channel 5 reports the courses will focus less on manual labor and more on how to operate, maintain, and fix the automated systems that drive modern manufacturing. Classes begin in September or October, with the program expected to last about 5 months. As always, you'll find more local news at WPLN.org.